Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How in the world are you? Welcome to Caroline in Codley. That's my introduction. How are you, my friend? I am so happy to be back again. And just to introduce another quarantine episode, and I have been doing this for over a year. Yes, can you believe that? Over a year I have been doing this, and I bless God because it has been a source of encouragement for myself, and I hope it has also been for you too. And not only encouraging myself, but allowing me to grow a little bit deeper in my faith, because I am bound by all these words that I've been talking about. And I have seen the glory of God and what God is doing in my life. And I hope you have seen some changes in your life or the impact that just to build your faith and trust in Him, regardless of whatever is happening. He's the rock, the solid rock in which you stand, that He never fails and He never leaves you. But people around us, they will leave, they will die. They will go away. They will do all kind of thing. Man fades, just like the trees, just like the birds, just like everything around us. But God is the only constant that we have. And thank you. I just want to thank you again for listening. And I'm just asking you that when you hear this, you will just share it with somebody. And it's a source of encouragement, nothing more. And I appreciate you and thank you for doing that. So have yourself a fantastic morning, afternoon, or evening, whenever you listen to this. Thank you. Have a great, great, great and safe time. Bye. Good morning to you. How are you doing this morning? It's a beautiful morning. It is overcast, cloudy. I don't know if it's going to rain today. Like yesterday, it rained. The pollen count was extremely high. But I still bless God. And I'm looking all through the window. I'm sitting here in my chair. And I'm just grateful to be alive. That I can see the bird just flew a while ago and just landed on the rooftop. And I can see one or two leaves just shake itself gently, just with a cool breeze, just a little breeze that just shifts for a moment, ruffles through the leaf. It's quiet and peaceful in the neighborhood. And I'm so grateful because I'm able to observe all of these things. And I'm able to enjoy the mercies of God because of what I know God is doing. You know, a lot of us, we are so negative that we will look at outside and say, oh, it's such a bad day. Oh, it made my spirit. No, you have to change your mindset, change the way how you look. You're alive, you're well. You should be grateful to be running around, because I know a lot of people wish they were in your situation. But you know, the society has caused us to think negatively. When you turn on the news, just negative reports you get. One or two times you might find something positive, but majority of the time is negativity. It allows you to want more and more and more stuff. And when you get the stuff, you just carry them and you throw them down in the house and you pack up your house and you make no use of it. And then you want more stuff. But we never stop to give God thanks and praise. And, you know, I realize that we need to dwell in the present. Today is the present. Dwell in today. Make today the best day that you can make it. Because tomorrow, today will become the past. And a lot of us dwell in the past. And when we look back in our past, it brings us depression.
It make us cry. It make us feel overwhelmed. It make us feel lost. But we have to take ourselves and we have to take our mind off the past. Because the past is the past. And some of us past are very painful when you look back. But you can't constantly look back. Because you remember when God delivered Lot from Sodom and Gomorrah. And he told them, don't look back. Whatever you do, run. Run for your lives. Head to the hills. Don't look back. But Lot's wife, she looked back. Because she looked back in regret. She looked back to see what is happening behind her. In disobedience. And what was the outcome? She turned a pillar of salt. Because sometimes when you look back and you see the devastation that is happening behind you. In the past. You know, it does something to you. It breaks you down. It makes you start to cry and it weakens your heart. It devastates you. Some people it end up killing them. It drives them crazy because they're stuck in the past. But God is saying that you need to be in the presence. Because this morning, Bible verse, when I picked it up and I looked at it, it came from Psalms 24. Verse 1, reading from the Living Bible, and it says, the earth belongs to God. Everything in all the world is His. Amen. You are His. You're in the earth. You're in the world. You're His. He never make you to be depressive. Even when he cursed the earth, He still made provision. When he cursed man, he still slew an animal and gave them clothing. He still took care. You're here. You can't change the past. But you can change today because today will be tomorrow's past. And if you decide in your heart that you are going to make today the best day of your life, then today become a very good past when you look back again from tomorrow. It sounds ridiculous, but that it is what it is. Yesterday was today present. What did you do with yesterday? Did you make yesterday a great day for you? That when you look back today from today, when you look from today and you look back onto yesterday, was it a great day? And this is how you create great memories, by being present in the present. Making today one of the greatest days of your life. That each day, as the day goes by, you're creating a great past. Because you belong to God and the world is His. And He placed you here to enjoy it. Whatever, however small, or whatever situation that you find yourself in. Find some way of enjoying it. For every dark cloud, there is a silver lining. And it's a mindset. For every negativity, there must be some positivity that you can find in it. Spin it. Dwell on the positivity. Even if you can't create one, even if you can't find something positive, create something out of it. Make a joke out of it. Because it strengthens your heart when your heart is happy. But when your heart is sad, it weakens it. It weakens the structure of your body. It have a tremendous effect on you. So my friends, I just wanted to encourage you that you continue to hold on to Him. You continue to make your day the best day. Regardless of whatever you're doing, make it the best day. Whatever you're doing, create great memories for yourself. Nobody else but you. Because they said the mind goes through 80,000 thoughts per day. Make great things for your day. Think great thoughts. When you find the negativity coming, you're arrested and said, hold on, stop. No negativity here. Back of the line. Create that space around you, in your mind, that you're going to see positive things. You're going to dwell on the positive. And slowly but surely, you find that things start to change around you. You'll find, even if it doesn't change, you'll find a way how you deal with a situation. Changes. you find that you have a merry heart. You're grateful. You're thankful. My friend, you're alive. And that is what counts. Be present today. Live in the moment. Enjoy every moment of your life. Things is going to happen that will take you out of the moment, but will yourself back in the moment, in the present, that you're going to make today great for you. And I want to thank you for listening. And hold on to that. Because you are here. You're alive. Your mind is well. And you create your world with your mind. So think on the good things. Think on the happy things. There's a lot of sadness around, but you don't have to dwell on that. Think happy thoughts. Be happy. And you'll find that your world will become happy. So thank you for listening. I want you to have a safe, pleasant, and productive day. So until tomorrow morning, when I can come back to say, good morning to you. Bye for now.